नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे दिस इज अमेजिंग। ये आगे जाते जाते भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का जो कमेंट्रीज ना एकदम लंबा लंबा है और इनका एक पैराग्राफ का आगे वाला
वो अपनी एरिया में
एकदम कम हो रहा है, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का बड़ा बड़ा हो रहा है एकदम। आउट ऑफ सिलेबस को जस्ट थोड़ा टच कर दिया। ओके सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट द कमेंट्री बाय हिज होलीनेस भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज। इंटरेस्टिंग कमेंट्री, सो अनलाइक भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज कमेंट्री। वो 8 वर्ष का कमेंट्री इज वेरी अनलाइक हिम। अभी पढ़ेंगे जो आज का समझ में आएगा, एकदम स्टोरी से फिलहाल समझ आता नहीं है।
साइकोलॉजी और कैथोलिक चर्च का एक स्टोरी उसके बाद ही चालू होता।
ओके सो विल चैंट द 8th वर्स एंड देन विल मूव अहेड। यता दुष्टत्वं मेदवयति शतस्यापि कृपया यता मह्यं प्रेमामृतमपि ददात्य उज्ज्वलमसौ यता श्रीगंधर्व भजन विदये प्रेरयति माम तथा गोष्ठे काक्वा गिरिधरमिह त्वं भजमना। सो कमेंट्री बाय श्रील भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज। सो ही सेज यथा दुष्टत्वं मे दवयति शतस्यापि कृपया। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स हाउ वी कैन इराडिकेट दुष्टत्वं विकेडनेस। ही सेज दैट मर्सी विल डिलीवर मी फ्रॉम माय विकेड नेचर। ओनली बाय मर्सी वी कैन ओवरकम अवर विकेड नेचर। इफ इट समटाइम्स हैपन्स दैट व्हेन वी आर परफॉर्मिंग साधना it feels like we are just marking time and there never seems an end to our anarthas वैसे रह जाते हैं,
अपना खेल रहे हैं, अपना
खेल। Some things may seem to have already gone yet here they are again। अरे मैंने सोचा कि आप गए पर अभी तो 10 साल के बाद किधर आ गए। This is because our perverted nature has actually always been here due to our material body and mind which are influenced by the gunas of material nature. Raghunath Das Goswami calls this perverted nature dushtatvam. Another word he uses here is shatasyapi, meaning I am a cheater and hypocrite. Naturally, in one sense, this mood of a struggling devotee is the reflection of the nature of bhakti. Even when devotees develop prema, they say, I am still a hypocrite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authors an amazing verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Na prema gandosti darapi me harau क्रंदामि सौभाग्यबरं प्रकाशितुं वंशी विलास्याननलोकनं विना बिभर्मि यत् प्राणपतंगकान्वृता। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कंटिन्यूड, माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, आई हैव नॉट द स्लाइटेस्ट टिंज ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड विद इन माय हार्ट। व्हेन यू सी मी क्राइंग इन सेपरेशन I am falsely exhibiting a demonstration of my great fortune. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect, like an insect without purpose, which means I must have died. Why am I still living? In one sense, this is the nature of prema. Prema never knows it is within someone's heart. One who has it, he can't find it. If people say, I have prema, flee from them. Because not only do they not have prema, but they have no conscience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I have not the slightest tinge. I am a cheater. Even on the highest levels of devotional service, such a person feels like a cheater. Because their standard increases so high that, as Radhesham Prabhu says, that the more one, hum, initially hum kilometer scale se hum maapte hain, but when one progresses more and more, kilometer, meter ho jata hai, meter, centimeter, centimeter, millimeter, millimeter, micrometer, nanometer, angstrom unit, utna bhi mistake hai, then you say, I am far away from the goal. Kitna? 10 angstroms, I am far away. आप तो एक ही किलोमीटर है, हम तो 10 एंगस्ट्रम यूनिट दूर है. लाइक
दैट डिफरेंस बिटवीन द महाभागवत एंड द नियोफाइट इज दैट अ नियोफाइट इन द डे वंस ही रिमेंबर्स कृष्णा एनीथिंग इज वेरी ग्रेट. महाभागवत फॉर अ मोमेंट ही फॉरगेट्स कृष्णा एनीथिंग
इज आई एम सो फॉलन. महाभागवत प्रो
आई एम फॉलन
एनी One devotee trembling and crying as Gaur Govind Maharaj if she would ever develop prema. One devotee trembling and crying as Gaur Govind Maharaj if I will ever get prema. Mujhe kabhi prem ka prapti hoga ki nahi. He looked at her and said, you will, but you will never know that you have. Aapko milega, par aapko pata nahi chalega. So, this is the nature of love. I have already mentioned that when wandering in the material world, we cannot feel satisfied with anything material, so we look for spiritual love. But when we develop this love, we will be satisfied but not satiated. Therefore, we will feel we need more. But that we need more is not like a kind of material frustration. Material hankering. Hmm?
Just opposite of lust. Lust also, we feel like even more and it doesn't get satiated. Similarly, opposite is love. That
love.
More and more. You but have in, it, you feel you don't
But in
have
lust,
it.
There is no satisfaction and no satiation.
It grows on, huh?
In love, there is satiation, but satisfaction, but no satiation. But when we develop this love, we will be satisfied but not satiated. We will continue to feel spiritual thirst or spiritual insatiability. In one sense, these words by Raghunath Das Goswami describe both the highest platform and the state of mind of a devotee still on the path. Both feel like this. An honest sadhaka and a very exalted prema bhakta both feel similar emotions. It seems at least. It sometimes seems impossible to eradicate our perverted nature. It is true that as long as we have this material body and mind, our vices will emerge seemingly from nowhere. आपने सोचा भी नहीं था उधर से बाहर निकलेगा. देन वी कैच ourselves डिजायरिंग टू एंजॉय द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड अगेन. चीटर्स वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय लाइक कृष्णा डीपली विद इन कन्विंस दैट दे आर मेंट टू एंजॉय. दिस लस्ट और डिजायर टू एंजॉय परवेड्स एवरीथिंग. इधर है ना, इधर आ जाओ. उतना दूर क्यों चिल्लाना पड़ेगा, इधर आ जाओ. Cheaters want to enjoy like Krishna, deeply within convinced that they are meant to enjoy. This lust or desire to enjoy pervades everything. So Lord Chaitanya says, I am Shata, and even though I am a cheater, despite my complex nature, I am hoping for your mercy. So, this praying for mercy or trying to attract mercy through our prayers and service. So, even though we may have a perverted nature, see, we will be surprised that when there is insufficient nourishment, even though we may be very sincere in our endeavor, a time may come that lack of nourishment may manifest in an extremely perverted way. Itna perverted way may manifest ho sakta hai.
Which is the emotion?
Both. इतना परवर्टेड वे में मैनिफेस्ट हो सकता है कि एक आम आदमी भी देखेगा तो तोकेगा. दिस कैन हैपन टू एनी वन. बट ही सेज दैट डोंट गिव अप प्रेयर्स एंड डोंट गिव अप ट्राइंग टू अट्रैक्ट मर्सी थ्रू सर्विस. सो दिस इज समथिंग that because if you see even from a modern empirical perspective, even modern psychology has observed that even though they form a smaller percentage, but a significant percentage of crimes committed all over the world are by single males. Single males, many, many different kinds of crimes, perversions have been seen in single males who have not married. Unmarried celibate males, the maximum amount of perverted activities have been seen in them. So we fall in a category where if there is no alternative proper nourishment,
or somebody who is from a single parent,
that is a different thing. Those who have not married and remained celibate, na, you know, homophilic tendencies, pedophilic tendencies. Homophilic means attraction to the same sex. Pedophilic means attraction to child abuse tendencies. These are mostly single males are most vulnerable, because when a male gets married, he gets not only satisfaction through the sexual satisfaction through the wife, but he gets the satisfaction of taking care of a family and receiving the reciprocation in that form and taking some responsibilities, and all of that provides a very solid
support
system for maintaining his mental state. But when one remains a single male, there is no support coming in the form of the opposite sex. Both in the form of sexual satisfaction and also the satisfaction of providing for a family, taking care of a family, the satisfaction of receiving the reciprocation of that for that this thing, that is not there. So therefore he can live a life without being responsible. That is allowed. because all he needs is to just take care of himself. So bachelor's life, the need for all that facility and all comes only when the other family comes. But otherwise, a person can, the natural bachelor mentality is raho, matlab jyada kuch zarurat nahi hai, niche bhi let ke so jayega, aisa kuch problem nahi. So therefore, but over a period of time, when we cross 20s, 25, but 25 to 50, these 25 years where that human psyche needs this kind of nourishment and satisfaction, when it is not available in a single male's this thing, they undergo a lot of psychological trauma. Some may manifest very slowly, some may manifest very fast actually, and some may manifest in very ugly ways. So even when I was in my school, boarding school, it was a boys only school. So boys only schools may, because there is, it's in one sense like Rishyashringa jaisa ek situation hai. There is no, all teachers are males, and the whole wo village mein kali hamara yahi hai, hostel hi hai. All employees are males, all teachers are males, all students are males.
Boys only.
So उसमें क्या होता है, इवन फ्रॉम अ स्कूल परस्पेक्टिव ओनली स्टूडेंट्स आर देयर, बट स्टिल एवरी डे नाइट वन टीचर वॉज एक्सपेक्टेड टू गो ऑन राउंड्स इन द हॉस्टल्स इनकॉग्निटो, ही विल मूव अराउंड, नो वन विल नो वेयर ही इज, हाउ ही इज गोइंग, एंड उसको नेक्स्ट डे ऑफ मिल जाता था. सो उनका जॉब वो है कि उस दिन रात को ही हैज टू गो ऑन राउंड्स. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ यू नो होमोफिलिक टेंडेंसीज, बिकॉज इट्स इन वन सेंस लिटिल अननेचुरल, इवन दो दे हैव नॉट क्रॉस थ्रू देयर टीन्स एंड कम इन टू यू नो दैट देयर ट्वेंटीज, बट स्टिल दैट टेंडेंसी इज देयर, एंड दैट इज वाई दिस वॉज ऑफिशियल. And as soon as the new students come, they can identify kisko wo type of nature hai, you know, soft targets kon kon hai, targets, victims, you know, they can identify ki, you know, generally, you know, fair complexioned feminine nature jinka hai unka, generally they are like the soft targets generally. So throughout the night they will move around and they know ye hostel mein which are the red zones, matlab potential targets kidhar kidhar hai bolke. So and aisa kuch mil jata to they will take and rectify, reprimand without anyone else knowing it. So this is natural, you know, in male only systems, even though it is a school, but still these kind of things were observed and officially they were appointed also. So the point is, perversion can happen anywhere. It can happen in the lives of sadhakas, sincere sadhakas also, when we neglect to take care of particular aspects of our spiritual and emotional development, that malnourishment manifests in very strange ways actually. It can potentially manifest in very strange ways. So we have to be aware of it, and if such tendencies crop up, then we have to understand that some aspect of our nourishment we are not properly watering. We are starving that aspect. So spiritual life is such that there are many aspects, many non-negotiable aspects which cannot be neglected. यू कैन नॉट कॉम्पनसेट फॉर स्टार्विंग दिस बाय ओवर फीडिंग सम अदर थिंग. इसको बेयर मिनिमम जितना देना है उतना देना ही पड़ेगा आपको. सो लाइक दैट ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स हैव टू बी एड्रेस्ड. यू कैन नॉट नेग्लेक्ट वन एस्पेक्ट. And there are certain non-negotiable things which cannot be neglected, and when it becomes malnourished, then it manifests in perverted forms. That is why even at later stages, people may, even in ashram, don't be surprised sometimes when people develop such tendencies. It's a male only this thing, situation, and the age group is the vulnerable age group, and so therefore if one's spiritual development and emotional development is not rightly watered, even sincere candidates can succumb actually. So it's not that they do not know that it is, No, it's reality.
Yeah, reality. डर लगता है.
नहीं, डर लग रहा है.
राधेश्याम लोग बता रहे एक बार. When they take people to camps, na, he was telling the main purpose of taking them to camp is to observe them overnight before they enter base. So in the camps, when they come together and sleep, so in the nights they also watch people. And in the camps, they immediately catch the tendencies and then.
Yeah.
What one thing I had heard is
Bhaktivedanta
Sutta says that the jiva cannot be without rasa. So if he is not relishing spiritual rasa, then he has to relish some mundane rasa. So when we are going on the path of spirituality, you know, if he is not relishing the spiritual rasa, ultimately he will go for that permanent mundane rasa.
कल ही पूछ रहा था ना अभी तक हमको स्पिरिचुअल रस मिला नहीं, थोड़ा प्रजल पा करेंगे चलेगा क्या. अब कल प्रश्न पूछा था ना, उसका उत्तर बोला तभी क्लास खत्म हो गई.
डिवोटीज क्या बोल रहे थे, एटलीस्ट प्रजल पा करोगे डिवोटी के साथ करोगे ना तो कल स्पिरिचुअल टॉपिक आ जाएगा. लेकिन प्रॉब्लम क्या, अगर आप कुछ भी नहीं करोगे डिवोटीज के साथ,
नहीं सी दैट्स अ वैलिड पॉइंट.
हमारे ग्रुप में ना
दैट्स अ वैलिड पॉइंट. उसमें क्या हो जाता है, you will start avoiding devotees because it will lead to prajalpa. But for how long? So matlab literally you don't find anyone fit. So then we will remain alone with our mind, and when it will cheat we do not know. See, we cannot overestimate our own strengths.
In our ashram, is there an example of avoid association for prajalpa?
There are. Why should we take names?
लेकिन ऐसा कोई इतना sincere है कि
नाम है, लेकिन sincere हैं, लेकिन जब उनको कुछ turmoil आता है, Krishna के साथ इतना connected नहीं है कि फिर उस समय कोई friend भी नहीं मिलता.
हाँ, because people are
लगेगा वो बहुत satisfied है बोलके.
Turmoil आता है because they have lost touch and people also cannot relate with them. मेरा क्या हुआ, when I was in, मेरा क्लासमेट था, we both were very good friends. कॉलेज में फ्रेंड्स थे, दोनों को माता पिता जानते थे, and we both prepared for our GRE together. And we both passed, we both went to US together. He went to a different university, I went to a different university. We were in regular touch with each other. But suddenly when I decided to join the ashram, I somehow cut. Because mujhe confidence nahi tha khud ke upar. Itna logon ke saath touch rahunga to main tik paunga. To 3-4 saal ke baad, when I tried to get back in touch with him, he said, I am sorry, I cannot relate with you anymore. Seedha bol diya. Of course, he was offended. And at the same time, he said, look, I appreciate that you have contacted me back, but I am sorry. Life has moved on. and I can't relate with you anymore. It's a Sida, he told. And subsequently, when I tried to contact him, no response. So,
just
clear, you know.
One thing what I have heard is from Prahlad Maharaj, like we heard, that we can, you know, until we have that real rasa, spiritual taste in relationship with Krishna, in ashram, among equals, we can relish kind of friendship which is close to Sakara.
Yeah.
And then when we are preaching, we show compassion, which is more of a vatsalya.
And with seniors, dasyaras.
Dasyaras.
Yeah.
So these three at least, but there's no room for at all for madhurya.
Yeah.
Because that is
because in madhurya ras, you are the enjoyed, no, not the enjoyer, because enjoyer tendency abhi bhi hai.
That root cause is because of that only, no? So that has to be eliminated. But at least these.
So that's what if we are connected nicely in these ways, generally those who avoid. One of the reasons why such perversions may come is when people avoid. I know personally in my life two people who fall in this category. Both were quite. One was very close to me, and another was also close, but I knew him. But so the problem is every aspect has to be. Overall development should be very strong.
How many aspects are there in your life which should be
ek bar gin ke dikha.
Aapne bataya na
ek sadhana is one.
Sadhana means our 16 rounds or jo morning program hai sadhana
bare minimum, that is a minimum. So sadhana should be that is one aspect. Second is Vaishnava seva.
Kya kya cheez minimum karna chahiye?
मतलब व्हाट आर द वेरियस एस्पेक्ट्स
अरेंजमेंट होगा
देन थर्ड इज रिलेशनशिप्स दिस इज वेरी क्रिटिकल वैष्णव रिलेशनशिप्स इज वेरी वेरी क्रिटिकल एस्पेक्ट बिकॉज मेनी टाइम्स वी टेंड टू गो इन द जोन ऑफ माय साधना एंड बिकॉज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इज एक्चुअली कलेक्टिव साधना इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट
घर में सब है
हां
तो घर कहने लगे
हां या
उसमें सब कुछ
है हां दैट्स अ वेरी नाइस पॉइंट सो द पॉइंट इज कलेक्टिव साधना
इंडिविजुअल एंड कलेक्टिव साधना
इंडिविजुअल एंड कलेक्टिव साधना इज द फाउंडेशन बट मेनी टाइम्स व्हेन वी थिंक वी आर बिकमिंग सीरियस वी गो इन द जोन ऑफ इंडिविजुअल साधना मोर एंड neglect tend to neglect the collective aspect and over a period of time wo jaisa beach river mein jaane ke baad humko camaraderie ka zarurat rehta hai tab hum bhi kafi dur chal chuke hain aur baki log bhi humse kafi dur chal chuke hain they are in their own zone you are in their own in your own zone and when you feel you need the camaraderie you have also lost touch and they also cannot relate with you so ye dangerous hai so we have to see am I swavimukti kaman maunam charanti vijanena pararta nishta so am I having pararta nishta when someone is not why you have to always think mera consciousness bigad jayega main prajalpa are when are you planning to think about okay helping him out and giving him association and if we are always thinking about my time, my this thing, which is good, rather than being very indiscriminate and indulging in all kinds of prajalpa. But the other extreme is always being conscious of only my time, not being conscious of others. So where there is no pararta nishta, there is only swavimukti kaman tendency, then in the long run, they will say, अरे वो तो उनका ही दुनिया में रहता है. आपने किसी और को प्रवेश करने को नहीं दिया और कोई और प्रवेश करने का उनको इच्छा भी नहीं है और आपको भी यू हैव लॉस्ट टच ऑफ डीलिंग विद पीपल
द हाईएस्ट टेंडेंसी इज यूजिंग द लैपटॉप एंड द मोबाइल दैट्स इट यू नो समटाइम्स यू सी टेंडेंसी ऑफ द पर्सन इज दैट when the people are around him, we can associate, discuss, heart-to-heart exchanges, but he will be absorbed in
that is one, yeah, that is, no, we are talking about sincere people, I mean, these may be people who are conditioned, we are talking about sincere people who are really genuinely interested in progressing, they also tend to make this mistake. So, then it leads to some kind of a lopsided development. तो लॉप साइडेड डेवलपमेंट जब होता है तो वो जैसे एक एक नी का कुछ लिगामेंट में कुछ प्रॉब्लम है सो वेन यू से इसमें ज़्यादा लोड मत दो इसमें दे दो पर क्या हो जाता है कुछ दिन के बाद इसमें ज़्यादा लोड हो जाते जाते इसका लिगामेंट भी प्रॉब्लम हो जाता है तो जनरली पीपल हु हैव प्रॉब्लम इन वन नी It is just a question of time before they develop problem in both the knees. So when there is a lopsided development, then that it does not, which means one remains malnourished, another you think it's getting nourished. Eventually that also becomes pervertedly nourished. Like that. Sadhana, relationships, seva. See, basically, sadhana means collective. House ka analogy lenge. Foundation is individual and collective sadhana. This is very important. And the floor is
service attitude.
Genuine service attitude. Grounded. That will keep you grounded. Genuine service attitude. The walls are relationships. And the roof is senior shelter of a senior. Timely and mature guidance of senior Vaishnavas. And the doors are the preaching, outreach. Windows is projects where people can peep in and see, oh, what is it? So that they can come through the door. Very beautiful.
And then unity in diversity.
Actually, ye time mein hum house ka example perfectly dekh sakte hain. अब ये टाइम अभी फ्री लॉकडाउन है तो आप साधना कर रहे हो आप कैसे कर रहे हैं फिर आपका फ्लोर अभी कोविड में आप कितना इंटरेस्टिंगली
सर्व कर रहे
हैं जो ये अथॉरिटीज और व्हाटएवर सर्विस टोल्ड
प्रोजेक्ट भी हो सर्विस
रिलेशनशिप एंड देन
हाउ मच यू आर टेकिंग
इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन बाय प्रॉपर गाइडेंस
हाउ मच यू आर सीकिंग गाइडेंस
इन दिस टाइम
क्या अभी कोई एक्सक्यूज नहीं है
सो देयरफॉर
और ये टाइम पे नहीं ये टाइम पे एक्चुअली बाहर के लोग आके पूछते कैसे टाइम स्पेंड कर रहे हैं हाँ कैसे करते हैं आप क्या करते हैं
मुझे ऑलमोस्ट दो दिन में एक बार श्रीवास ठाकुर प्रभु का फोन आता है
नहीं तो वो भी हम बताते हैं छह घंटा क्लास लेते हैं तो वो लोग शौक होते हैं छह घंटा
हाँ सेम थिंग श्रीवास ठाकुर प्रभु रोज बोलते हैं हर बार बोलते हैं प्रभु आई एम फीलिंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल एनवी टुवर्ड्स यू मैं इधर अटक जाना चाहिए था जो बोल रहे आई मस्ट हैव स्टक अप हियर मैं गलती से उधर स्टक अप हो गया वैसे
वो कोई एक ही रूम होता है तो कहाँ जाएंगे एक ही इतने रूम है कितना एक्टिविटी करेंगे क्या करेंगे
ओके सो In one sense, these words by Raghunath Das Goswami describe both the highest platform and the state of mind of a devotee still on the path. It sometimes seems impossible to eradicate our perverted nature. It is true that as long as we have this material body and mind, our vices will emerge seemingly from nowhere. Then we catch ourselves desiring to enjoy the material world again. Cheaters want to enjoy like Krishna, deeply within convinced that they are meant to enjoy. This lust or desire to enjoy pervades everything. So Lord Chaitanya says, I am Shatta, and even though I am a cheater, despite my complex nature, I am hoping for your mercy. This famous verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita describes a devotee as one who, in spite of everything, hopes for Krishna's mercy because he knows he is absolutely hopeless.
What is my observation that even sannyasi in our at least Vaishnava Sampradaya, it was there in the traditional culture. They also have seen like the kind of relationship they have when they also preach and devotees call for prasad. There's a kind of affection, you know, especially like a motherly affection which really, you know, keeps them also nourished.
Yeah.
So that is what I have observed, you know, and you can see the difference in that.
And also if you see the kind of relationships they also have amongst themselves, like Govardhan mein, Har Kartik mein, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj, Shivram Maharaj, Indradimna Swami Maharaj, Bibi Govind Maharaj, Burijan Prabhu, Keshav Bharati Maharaj. Many senior Mataji disciples of Prabhupada also, they come and exclusively 2-3 months they spend there taking each other's association. They have strong morning program in the association of their god brothers and friends. There is, you know, 2-3 months, at least 2 months away from all the adoration and admiration of the disciples. They are in a place where they are with equals
maintenance.
So, and pura morning program together, and they have Krishna Katha discussion throughout the days together, and they go for Giriraj Parikrama together, and then evening may they come together for bhajan sessions together, Niranjan Swami Maharaj. This, and they eagerly look forward every year for these sessions actually. This is very important actually. So, sometimes we may feel desperate thinking there is no hope for us. But at this point we remember, Krishna is merciful and His mercy is more than my hopelessness. Despite all of my hopelessness, His mercy excels. So we should understand this. Therefore, Krishna Kripa Karibena Dhrida Kari Jane. There is this confidence that Krishna's mercy will come. So this is called as Ashabandha. So Ashabandha is one of the symptoms of a person who is at the stage of Bhava. Reliable symptoms. He has firm faith that Krishna's mercy will come. Raghunath Das Goswami makes a very important point here in verse 8. Yata dushtatvam me davayati shatasyapi krupaya. Even if I am shata, I will be able to be rid of it by your mercy. Moreover, he says, yata mayam premamritam api dadati ujvalamasau. You will even give me premamritam, the nectar of prema. And not just prema, but ujvala prema, which means the most elevated love for Krishna. Dadatyapi, you will give it to me. There is no getting away from it. He says, Yata Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye Prerayati Maam. There is a third thing that you will give to me, and that is the opportunity to serve Srimati Radharani. He addresses Krishna directly, saying, you will give me these things. You will smash all my wickedness. Make my heart absolutely pure and give me premamrita, ujjwala premamrita, nectar or immortality, which can give love for Krishna. And you will give me the opportunity to Srimati, to serve Srimati Radharani. Yata Shri Gandharva Bhajana Vidaye Prerayati Maam. In the fourth line, he clarifies when this will happen. He says, Tata Goshte Kakva Giridhara Miha Tvam Bhajamana. Literally these words mean, Tata Goshte. It will happen if I am in Vrindavan. Kakva Giridhara Miha. If I am here, I will get those mercies if you, my mind, worship Giridhari, the Lord who lifted Govardhan Hill, here in Vrindavan. And how will you worship? Kakva means with one's heart burning with deep emotion within one's heart. With that mood one has to worship Giridhari. Raghunath Das Goswami mentions the devotees he associated with. Shri Rupa Goswami, श्री सनातन गोस्वामी, श्री स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, ऑल ऑफ देम हैड जस्ट लेफ्ट द प्लैनेट. इन द प्रीवियस वर्स ही सेड दैट ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स विल बी सॉल्व्ड इफ आई सर्व दीज एडवांस्ड डिवोटीज. प्रभु दयित सामंत मतुलम, द जनरल्स ऑफ द आर्मी ऑफ डिवोटीज. But he is no longer able to associate with them because they are no longer there. In verse 8, Raghunath Das Goswami tells us that we are what we are supposed to do, even if there is no chance of physically associating with an advanced devotee. He recalls the gift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to him, the Govardhan Shila. This tiny Govardhan Shila is still in the Radha Gokulanand temple in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself washed this Shila with his tears, leaving his thumbprint on it. That Shila, along with a Gunjamala, a garland of small red and black berries, was brought from Vrindavan to Puri and given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He later gave that Shila to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who took it back to Vrindavan. It came from Vrindavan to Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent it back to Vrindavan through Raghunath Das Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped the Shila as Krishna himself. He realized that the Shila would be his inspiration now that these great associates had departed. Raghunath Das Goswami uses the word Giridhari, and it is not without reason that he uses this name of Krishna in the verse. Next two sections, he talks about deity worship and deity stories. Full rest of the commentaries about deity worship and deity stories. Edoi. Giridhari worship. सेम है ना, आप जब कर रहे हैं इसे पर्सनल डीटी ओनली. बट दैट डस नॉट मीन दे आर द ओनली वंस वर्शिपिंग. अभी उनका टाइम में भी अदर्स वेर ऑल्सो वर्शिपिंग है, बट देन अदर्स वुड ऑल्सो वर्शिप. It's not that six times boga, they were only cooking, they were only offering. Aisa nahi. So then we will, our commitment to the institution will be, probably that is one of the reasons, our commitment to that is generally also in little bit grihastha mentality, maybe. It's not wrong.
My own space,
my own this thing. Okay, deity worship, he talks about this. It is important for us to understand that we always have a chance to receive Krishna's mercy. Our spiritual master gives us permission to worship deities, which is supposed to be done in a special mood. We should realize that deities are non-different from Krishna himself. And then we will have kakwa within our hearts, means the pleading mood, right mood to approach the deities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished the story of Sakshi Gopal. When a young Brahmana came to address Sakshi Gopal, who was then just called Gopal, "Gopal, Gopal, you should come with me and bear witness. The old Brahmana made the promise before you that he would marry me to his daughter. He is your devotee. You should uphold his promise. I don't care about marrying his daughter, but you must come and bear witness to protect this old Brahmana." Gopal replied, "Have you ever seen a statue walking? They don't. I am a murti. I can't walk. What do you want from me? Gopal replied, have you ever seen a statue? The young Brahmana looked at him and said, if you can talk, why can't you walk? He continued, Pratimanahi tumi sakshad Vrajendra Nandan. You are not a statue. Pratima means a statue or a picture. You are the son of Maharaj Nanda himself and can walk and talk. So walk your talk. You can also run. This is a most important thing we have to understand. Arche Vishnu Shiladihi Gurushu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. There is a verse in the Padma Puran quoted in Padyavali by Rupa Goswami which says that if one thinks that the Archa Vigraha on the altar is a stone, marble or bronze or iron, then where does one live? So then he lives in Naraka. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma indicates that there are the three kinds of devotees approach the deity in three different consciousness. The Prakrita Bhakta, who is not even a neophyte, he approaches the deity with Jada Buddhi. So Jada Buddhi means he considers the deity to be just a stone. And the Madhyama Adhikari, which means all sadhakas, they approach the deity with in the Manomaya. The Jadamaya consciousness is the Prakrita Bhakta. The Madhyama Bhakta is Manomaya. Manomaya means he accepts the transcendental nature of the deity. He accepts that, he understands that they can reciprocate. That is why he goes in front of the deities, offers prayers and all that. But when he actually sees that half the laddu has been eaten, then he may start doubting. Kisne kaya? Like, and his behavior in front of the deities may not reflect the behavior that a person would have in front of Radha and Krishna themselves. Because he still thinks they are representatives of the Supreme Lord. Not intellectually, only intellectually, not intellectually. Intellectually, mein Pratimanahi tumi sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. Wo bolenge, but sakshat Vrajendra Nandan ke samne jo adan pradan vyavahar rahega, waisa vyavahar nahi rahega unko. Kyunki wo andar tak sink nahi hua wo. So that is manomaya consciousness, manomaya worship. And then the Uttama Adhikaris, those who are at the stage of Bhava and Prema, they approach the deity with Chinmaya consciousness. So pure spiritual consciousness, where their dealings with the deities are as if the deity is absolutely non-different from Radha and Krishna. They can speak with the deities. Someone was sharing. Who was sharing? Recently. Kon bolte the?
Yamuna Mataji, when she was offering, then she used to describe each and every one. Koi to na piche chuki. You were went to apna.
Adikesho Prabhu. So he was sharing that when Yamuna Mataji used to offer bhoga to her deities, she used to personally tell, "Kaise banaya? Isme kya dala maine aapke liye?" Like that. And no one was watching. That was her. But will we do? We'll think. Ye sab bolne ka kya? Chalo. Many times. Patafat kaho, patafat dal diya abhi. Purify ho gaya, chalo nikalo. Arey purify ho gaya, but Bhagavan kahe ki nahi. Waisa generally we may not think.
Jinda log bahar khade.
Isme jo ye yatama prapadyate ka concept hai.
Yeah. The reciprocation will also be in that. To that extent,
जब इनवाइट किया जाता है तो सच्चिदानंद बन जाते हैं लेकिन भक्तों का
हाँ सो इट इज देयर
मेरा हार्ट बताता हूँ मैं जब भी देखता हूँ ना मेरे माइंड में वही आता है मैं वो सुप्रीम लॉर्ड को पूजा कर रहा हूँ थ्रू देम, ऐसा चल रहा है
थ्रू देम, हाँ दैट इज नेचुरल,
मेरे से उससे आगे जाता ही नहीं मेरा,
नहीं नहीं दैट इज सी नहीं वो दैट नहीं दैट इज
आप लोग अच्छे हैं, आप लोग सच्चिदानंद विग्रह देख रहे हैं,
नहीं नहीं दैट
कोई नहीं देख रहा है बोले यार
देखो वो भाव और प्रेम का स्तर पे पहुंचने के बाद देन द चिन्मय विजन एक्चुअली विकसित होता है,
सो
टिल देन वी नो that he is not a representative of the supreme lord, he is the supreme lord himself, we know that, but that is only theoretical, on an intellectual platform we know, but on a practical platform it takes, because it is not an intellectual adjustment, it is actually the heart transformation se hota hai wo, and heart transformation happens with progress in devotional service.
Isme bhi aisa hai na, matlab holy name
एटलीस्ट यू थियोरेटिकली एक्सेप्ट कंप्लीट रियलाइजेशन ग्रेजुअली डॉन्स व्हेन वन प्रोग्रेस इज मोर एंड मोर
मेजर पोर्शन ऑफ द हाउस इज टेकन बाय द डीटीज एंड इन फ्रंट ऑफ द डीटीज वी आर हैविंग अ प्रसाद बोथ माताजी एंड प्रभु जी वर ईच इंस्पेक्टर समथिंग Someone who had his prasad and then he said, how many people is still left? No, my wife. My two children. What is that? I was also wondering in our court. You may not be there, because I'm not going to be there. We were in a shock, taken aback, you know. ये आपके परिवार के नहीं है, इनको हर रोज खिलाते नहीं आप, इनसे बात नहीं करते आप, वो तो आपसे बात नहीं करते लेकिन आप उनसे बात कर सकते हैं ना, हर रोज जब घर से बाहर निकलते तो उनका परमिशन लेते क्या नहीं, हर रोज आने के बाद बोलते क्या नहीं, तो आप नहीं करते, सॉरी नो इट वाज रियली इट आई ओपनर इट वाज
राधा गोविंद जी थे ना वहां जो मॉर्निंग या सब लोग जिसको बात है शाम का बोला आज ये क्या ये
एंड यमुना माता जी का बुक पढ़ेंगे ना दैट कॉन्शियसनेस शी हैड एक्चुअली वेरी स्ट्रांगली really inspiring book. So he says that if one has not understood the real nature of the deity, one lives in hell and will continue to live there. This verse says that we need to understand that hellish consciousness means material consciousness, which deprives us of the opportunity to truly worship Krishna or approach him. Srila Jiva Goswami makes a very important point in the Bhakti Sandarbha. He says that people who truly worship Krishna, who know what it is to worship Krishna, do not see the difference between Archa and Krishna himself. This is where the difference between our philosophy and practically all the other philosophies lies. Worshipping deities is so valuable. Wherever you go, you will hear people decrying worshipping idols. They think that deity worship is idolatry. But the common person does not understand that God is almighty and is capable of associating with us through any form. What to speak of other people, even we do not understand that God and his energy are almighty and they will personally associate with us through his deity form if we are in the right state of consciousness. This is a very important point in our philosophy because after all the other philosophies are more or less contaminated by Mayavad. There is no difference between Krishna and a deity installed according to Pancharatra principles. Jiva Goswami himself says that the very moment a deity is installed according to the principles, Krishna comes there in person. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes a similar point in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. नाम अविग्रह स्वरूप तीन एक रूप तीने भेदे नाही तीन चिदानंद रूप। नाम विग्रह स्वरूप तीन एक रूप तीने भेदे नाही तीन चिदानंद रूप। तीन मीन्स थ्री, नाम मीन्स नेम एंड विग्रह मीन्स फॉर्म, स्वरूप मीन्स कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ, दे आर द सेम, देर इज नो डिफरेंस। एक रूप मीन्स द सेम, द नेम इज कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ, विग्रह इज कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ। ही फर्दर सेज तीने बेदना ही चिदानंद रूप, देर इज नो डिफरेंस एट ऑल बिकॉज ऑल दीज थ्री आर चिदानंद रूप, दे कंसिस्ट ऑफ एटर्निटी नॉलेज एंड ब्लिस। Raghunath Das Goswami is implying that sometimes we have no chance to advance, associate with advanced devotees, but we always have a chance to associate with deities. This is another aspect that is. We should just understand who this is on our altar. Pagadi. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this fact. Ek bahut important point aa raha hai. He states that worshipping a deity is the way to get rid of all our problems. Sometimes we look for other ways to solve our problems. He says that we have two problems. He says in Bhakti Sandarbha. Do problem hai. Matlab baki sab uske andar hi aa jata hai. First is kadariya shilanam and third is vikshipta chittanam. Kadariya shilanam and vikshipta chittanam. Ye suna hai aapne?
Suna nahi hai. Wo word se haan bol
raha. Kadariya shilanam vikshipta chittanam. So kadariya shilanam means bad character developed in previous lives or in this life only prior to coming to Krishna consciousness.
Kadariya Shila.
Kadariya Shila. Kadariya means?
Bad.
Shila is character.
Kadariya Bhakshanaka.
Yeah. In the material world, we developed inevitable bad habits. Because such is the nature of material life and the nature of material relations in this world. We wonder what others will do to us if we don't have the ability to become angry. We will think people will exploit us. For example, and protect ourselves. Therefore, Jiva Goswami says, Kadariya Shilanam, we don't need anger to associate with Krishna because anger destroys this association. Vikshipta Chittanam is the flickering mind which cannot concentrate, cannot meditate or think long about anything. Ek ek second mein change ho jata, abhi ye karta hun. अभी ये करता हूँ, नहीं नहीं ये करता हूँ, लाइक दैट। इट इज अ माइंड दैट ऑलवेज डिजायर्स समथिंग। टुडे इट वांट्स वन थिंग, टुमारो अनदर, आफ्टर 15 मिनट्स इट वांट्स समथिंग एल्स। विक्षिप्त चित्तानाम मीन्स दैट वी ऑलवेज वांट टू डू समथिंग अदर देन व्हाट वी आर डूइंग। ऐसे राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु बोलते हैं ना, माइंड इज अ माइंड इज अ फूल, इट वांट्स कोल्ड व्हेन इट इज हॉट एंड इट वांट्स को हॉट व्हेन इट इज कोल्ड एंड इट वांट्स कोल्ड व्हेन इट इज हॉट, ऑलवेज वांटिंग व्हाट इज नॉट, समथिंग लाइक दैट। एक लाइन कुछ तो मिस हो गया शायद। सो ही सेज विक्षिप्त चित्तानाम मीन्स दैट वी ऑलवेज वांट टू डू समथिंग अदर देन व्हाट वी आर डूइंग। इफ आई एम सिटिंग आई वांट टू वॉक, इफ आई एम वॉकिंग आई वांट टू लाई डाउन। श्री जीव गोस्वामी सेज इन भक्ति संदर्भ दैट वर्शिपिंग अ डीटी डिलीवर्स पीपल फ्रॉम दोज टू थिंग्स, कदर्य शीलानाम विक्षिप्त चित्तानाम, बिकॉज यू कैनॉट वॉक एंड डू डीटी वर्शिप, यू हैव टू सिट एंड डू, एंड वाइल वर्शिपिंग यू हैव टू बी अब्सॉर्ब। टाइम पे सब होना चाहिए ना. सो कदरीय शीलता को भी निकाल देता है एंड विक्षिप्त चित्त नेचर को भी इट रिमूव्स. श्री जीव गोस्वामी सेस इन भक्ति संदर्भ दैट वर्शिपिंग अ डीटी डिलीवर्स पीपल फ्रॉम दीज टू थिंग्स इफ दे वर्शिप प्रॉपरली. वर्शिपिंग अ डीटी कीप्स अस विद इन लिमिट्स इफ यू रियली अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस इज कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ. इट विल नॉट मेक अस अवर माइंड वॉन्डर टू मच एंड दिस इफ इज ऑफ सो ग्रेट इंपॉर्टेंस हियर बिकॉज इफ वन थिंग्स द डीटी इज अ स्टैचू it is clear that nothing will come out of that worship. We invite deities to our home and connect with deities to remove our problems and vices as soon as possible. It is said that if we worship a deity, placing all of our thoughts towards his lotus feet, this deity will come to us at the moment of death. Not just some abstract Krishna, but Krishna in the same form. He will save us. If we have realized that we are part of our deity's entourage, we will remain in this retinue. Retinue means entourage. Everything will come to us due to correctly worshipping the deity in the proper consciousness. This topic surfaces again and again. At the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami enumerates the three deities he had visited before writing this book. Who are the three?
Govinda, Madan Mohan,
and
Gopinath.
He categorically states that Madan Mohan is Krishna himself. Now, deity stories. He is going to. Just to inspire us towards deity worship, he is going to quote some deity stories.
Contemporary.
Some contemporary, some ancient. The following are stories illustrating that deities of Krishna are non-different from Krishna himself. First is a story of Sakshi Gopal. Before Sakshi Gopal had come to Vijayanagar, in Andhra Pradesh, in the south of India, there was also an interesting story of him getting to Katak, Kantak Nagar. So how it came there? One of the ancestors of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the king of Orissa, had heard of this deity who had walked all the way from Vrindavan to Vijayanagar to bear witness of the young Brahmana. This ancestor thought, I have the best deities in my kingdom, Lord Jagannath. But I want to have this Gopal in my kingdom as well. With a small army, he came to the king of Andhra Pradesh and said, I have one request. Give me Gopal. The king of Andhra Pradesh refused, preferring battle rather than giving him the Gopal deity. But he lost. His opponent said, again, I make the same request of you. I have defeated you. I don't need your kingdom. Just give me Gopal. The king of Andhra Pradesh replied, I am sorry. I can give you my kingdom. But I won't be able to. I mean, how much pleased Gopal must be, you see. But I won't be able to give you Gopal because he doesn't belong to me. I belong to him. You should sort it out with Gopal. If he wants to go with you, you are welcome. The king came to Gopal and said, Gopal, I want you to be in Orissa. Gopal decided to speak from the sky. You want me? I want you to come with me and I will serve you. I will build a temple for you and take care of you. Okay, said Gopal. I am used to walking. I love it. But you should meet the same requirements. The young Brahmana, when he was walking along every day, he begged rice and cooked a hill of it for me daily. I still remember how delicious it was. Oh, yaade mujhe wo swad. So you will have to do the same thing. You should ask for rice in every village and cook a hill of it for me. So the king of Orissa said, as you say, I am your servant. The king took off his crown, his royal armor and his weaponry. He clad his body in simple clothes and went to beg alms. Gopal watched him to make sure he wasn't cheating. All the way to Orissa, he begged alms until at last they reached Cuttack. When he arrived in Cuttack, his wife, who had a valuable pearl that had been handed down from generation to generation, knew that Gopal was coming. She thought, what shall I give to Gopal? I should give him everything, right? If I belong to him, I should give everything to him. So she prepared this valuable pearl nose ring to give to Gopal. She called the pujari and said, dear pujari, please decorate Gopal with this pearl. The pujari approached the deity and started looking for a hole in the nose. There is no hole in Gopal's nose, he said. She became upset and said, okay then, keep this pearl somewhere, but I want to see Gopal with the pearl in his nose. Gopal came to her in a dream that night and said, this pujari doesn't know anything. Yashoda pierced a hole for me. Yashoda pierced the hole for me. The pujari just couldn't find it. Tell him to look carefully. I remember having Yashoda pierce the hole. So, usko tick se dekh. The queen woke up happy and ran to the pujari first thing to say, look for the hole, it's there. The pujari went and found the hole, although it wasn't there the day before. So he had this valuable pearl put on the Lord, thus responding to the queen's devotion and bhakti. No, no, no. Unka ancestor. Pratapada Maharaj ka koi to purvaj.
Naam nahi diye.
Koi sakshi hoya, pichhe story aata wahi
hai na. Haan, uske pehle. Uska pehle. Another story is about a village in Rajasthan called Karoli, where the deity of Madan Mohan is now living. This is the deity that Advaita Acharya originally found and later Sanatan Goswami worshipped him in Vrindavan. Even later, when the deity had left Vrindavan in fear of Aurangzeb's invasion, he was moved to Jaipur, where he resided for some time, worshipped by the king's daughter. Her father, as is the custom in traditional Indian families, had arranged for his daughter to marry a prince of a small kingdom in Karoli. When he announced this to his daughter, she fainted. She said, I have already given my heart to Madan Mohan. How can I go somewhere and part with him? For the sake of propriety, I can get married, but I am not living here. I have to be here. I can't leave Madan Mohan. Her father replied, I am sorry, but everything has already been arranged. Aapko jana hi padega. His daughter said, then you should give me Madan Mohan because I am not going without him. The king himself was very attached to Madan Mohan. Kya family hai yaar. And said, okay, you will be taken into the room with lot of deities. If blindfolded, you guess which one is Madan Mohan, you may take him with you.
By touching.
She went to her quarters and started to cry and say, मदन मोहन हाउ विल आई फाइंड यू. मदन मोहन रिप्लाइड व्हेन यू टच मी माय स्किन विल बी वार्म एंड सॉफ्ट सो यू विल नो एट वंस ऑल्सो आई एम गोइंग टू ब्रेक माय फ्लूट. I will put my arm down a little and the flute will break. These are the two signs that are going to help you find me. So the blindfolded princess was quick to find Madan Mohan. In this way he moved to Karoli. In Karoli, each morning the entire village attends Mangala Arati. Some people even make Dandavat all the way from home to the temple. Everyone goes, the sick, the old, and the young, everyone. They sometimes call Madan Mohan the one who stole a tray for a Muslim. So, Madan Mohan ka ek aur story bata rahe. So, this is the story. Once, see, naturally when you hear these stories, you develop attachment for the deities. Once there lived a pious Muslim in Karoli. Every day, he read the Quran, praying and meditating on Allah. He wouldn't look at deities because from the point of view of Islam, this is the most serious crime ever to consider that God could manifest himself in some tangible form. To prevent people from committing offenses, all of these warnings are incorporated in Christianity, Islam and Judaism. He was a devout Muslim, respected by all the Muslims and revered as a saint. Peer. Hindus also revered him as a very pious person. Externally, he was an ordinary man who worked in a court delivering letters. Postman. Once he was sent with some errand to Madan Mohan's temple where a Goswami ji was in charge. Udhar jaake kuch leke aa jao, usse bhej diya unko. While passing by, he accidentally looked into the window and saw Madan Mohan. He couldn't believe what he had seen. He fell in love with him at first sight. He delivered the letter to the Goswami ji, stopped and started to look through the bars. Then he thought, what am I doing? I am a faithful Muslim. He ran to the mosque and started to pray, deliver me from this obsession. Mujhe isse bacha do, abhi main bhul nahi pa raha hu. Just like gopis. Gopis jaisa de.
Nikal isko bahar.
But when he closed his eyes, all he saw was
Madan Mohan.
Madan Mohan. When he opened his eyes, he only saw
Madan Mohan.
Madan Mohan. When he wherever he went, he saw Madan Mohan. And finally understood it was hopeless. Main kuch nahi kar sakta hu abhi.
Hopeless.
Yuvati naam yatha. Aisa ho gaya. Madan Mohan means the one who attracts and draws us. And at his whim, Madan Mohan completely revealed himself to this Muslim. He forgot everything, stopped going to the mosque and reading the Quran, and instead composing songs about Madan Mohan. All of his Muslim brothers thought, he is an infidel.
Kafir.
The most terrible thing that could happen to him was to be excommunicated from his religion. And he was. He was excommunicated. He then went to the temple. But when they learned that he was a Muslim, the doorkeepers forced him away, pushing him down the steps and making him fall. Dhakka marke. Before this, both Hindus and Muslims respected him. अभी दोनों उनको
लुट गया.
He went back to his home and started to cry, saying, no one needs me anymore. I have given my heart to Lord. There is nothing else in my heart. Some way or other, God revealed himself to me, and entered into my heart, but everyone expelled me. He decided to keep fasting until death. He had been fasting for just 3 days. इस स्टोरी सुना है आप लोगों ने?
सुना है।
He had been fasting for just 3 days when Madan Mohan couldn't wait any longer. आपको पता है? Usually in the evening, the pujaris would place an expensive silver tray of sweets for Madan Mohan in case he would wake up and feel like something sweet to eat. The pujari left, closing the altar doors and locking up the temple. Later, the Muslim heard a knock on the door. He answered it and he saw a youth he had never seen before. The youth said, Goswamiji from the temple has sent me to you with Mahaprasadam. Here it is. Have some, please, but you should bring the tray back tomorrow for Mangalarti.
20 rupees per piece.
कल सुबह आप मंगलारती का टाइम लेके आ जाओ. कौन सा जमाने में है? 25 रुपए हो गया अभी.
वैसे है क्या?
बोल रहा. He replied, but I was kicked out. The youth said, tomorrow you won't be. Come for aarti early morning tomorrow. Bring the tray and everything will be all right. What was the Muslim supposed to do? He ate everything on the tray. As he had been fasting for 3 days. But during the night, Madan Mohan came to the Goswamiji and said, you shouldn't have kicked out that man. I haven't seen him for 3 days. He is coming tomorrow morning, but you should let him in. You will recognize him because he will be carrying
my silver tray.
The silver tray. Early in the morning, one of the pujaris woke up, went on the altar, and saw no trace of the costly tray. He clutched his head in his hands, ran to the Goswamiji and said, the tray has been stolen. It has been stolen. Honestly, I had nothing to do with that. Maine kuch nahi kiya. The Goswamiji smiled and said, the one who stole it has already admitted it. Don't worry. Jinhone uska chori kiya, wo apne aap aake bol diya. The Goswamiji went to the The Goswamiji went to the Maharaj of Karoli and told the whole story. Maharaj couldn't believe that a Muslim could develop such strong love for Krishna. So they were both standing and waiting for him at the temple gate. The Muslim was walking, carrying the tray in his hand, with a strange feeling in his heart, thinking, this is a very strange story. First, I have never seen that person in the temple. Second, he gave me this tray. He may have stolen it and then got scared and given it to me. Or perhaps the Muslims may have set me up. Mujhe set up karke mujhe, they want to marpeet ke liye. When he approached the temple, he saw the Maharaj himself, the Maharaja himself, and the Goswamiji standing in front of the gate. So he thought, well, I am dead. He was in no doubt that he was going to be put in jail. But when he approached, the Goswamiji said, I have been waiting long for you. You are so fortunate. Why? Asked the Muslim. And then both the king and the Goswamiji started to talk all at once. You are incredibly lucky. He was at a loss. What had happened? Nobody told him anything. He started to think, why has everyone changed their attitude to me so dramatically? Only a few days ago they kicked me out, not wanting to see me. And now they are welcoming me with open arms. A suspicion crept in. And he asked, "Where is the servant that brought me the tray? I have never seen him before." They told the Muslim, "The servant is there waiting for you on the simhasan, but he is not a servant anymore." They told the Muslim, suddenly it occurred to him what had happened. Everybody rejoiced. All in all, it ended well, except that he couldn't live in the village anymore. Why? Because of all the fuss people were making over him, Madhavendra Puri jaisa. Madhavendra Puri ran away from there. Pratishtasha. There are still songs in that place glorifying the story. The tray that Madan Mohan had taken to the Muslim devotee is still there in the temple. The moral of this story is what Raghunath Das Goswami is speaking about. इतना स्टोरी बोलने के बाद ये जो स्टोरी का मॉरल क्या है यही है रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ये वर्स में बता रहे हैं क्या है वो इवन इफ देर इज नो होप देर इज ऑलवेज होप व्हाट इज होप दिस होप कम्स फ्रॉम अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट कृष्णास मर्सी इज मोर देन माय होपलेसनेस And that he himself may do everything possible for us if we serve him. This process is the most practical thing ever. People attend seminars learning how to manage their time. But why manage time? Everything is already managed. One should have the following routine. Get up when the DT does. मैं आज हुआ नहीं गो टू बेड व्हेन द डीटी डस
दोपहर में सोने का
ईट प्रसादम फ्रॉम द डीटीज एंड देन द थिंग्स विल अपियर गेट अप व्हेन द डीटी गो टू बेड व्हेन द डीटी डस गेट अप व्हेन द डीटी डस ईट प्रसादम फ्रॉम द डीटीज एंड देन थिंग्स विल अपियर एज दिस वर्स डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ All the dushtatva, all the impurity will leave our heart. Premamrita or love for Krishna will enter our heart as well as the opportunity to serve the Queen of Braja. Srila Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj ki, Sri Manashiksha ki. So, it's 12 o'clock. 12:30 को भगवत गीता है सो वी डोंट विल नॉट स्टार्ट अ न्यू वर्स नाउ
यू वांट टू सॉरी हो गया दो स्टोरी होता है